slavery and salvation. In today's life, we do not hear as much about slaves as we did in the Old Testament. But slaves still do exist in this world. One example of slaves in today's life is with the sports clothing store, Nike. In places in Asia like India, Nike hires slaves to work with them. That might sound all right, but what they don't tell you is that they make enough money for one meal a day, let them live in cramped homes filled with rats, and make them work almost all day. It is very cruel, but in our world, we do not care about that, and we still let it happen. But there were lots of slaves in the Old Testament. A couple examples are Joseph and Moses. Joseph made his brothers very angry because he was his father's favorite. His brothers were so angry that they sold him into slavery. But here's where the salvation part comes into the story. As you probably know, the Joseph story, he ends up becoming second to only Pharaoh. But when a famine strikes the land and his brothers come to Egypt to beg him for food, he does not rebuke them and remember what they did to him, but instead he gives them plenty of food to make it through the famine. In the Moses story, Moses is a slave in Egypt for many years, but then God tells him that he is to free Israel from the clutches of Egypt, so he ends up saving, in other words for salvation, Israel and freeing them from Egypt. But in both of those situations, God is really the one who is saving them. He is just using people to accomplish his goals. Also, people were trying to harm both of those people, Joseph and Moses, but God intended it for good. And since he is God, he turned it into good. I chose this picture because it is part of a song that I really like called Amazing Grace by Chris Tomlin. And it reminds me that when Jesus died for us, we were no longer slaves, and now we belong to God. What I learned from this lesson is that in everything, good or bad, God has a plan, and we should just trust in God because he has a perfect plan. The other thing I learned is that we are free and we now belong to God. I really liked this lesson because it reminded me that God has a plan, and whenever we face something difficult, we have to remember that he has a perfect plan for us. This lesson also taught me a lot, and I appreciate what it taught me about slavery and salvation and how God loves us no matter what.